Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hi, Shabbat Shalom, Malcolm Mahood from the Sabbath. Send Beth Salam here, Malcolm Mahood here, first day service. We just got off of the After the Sabbath podcast, so here refreshing the boards right here. And just have a little reasoning. Yeah, I got to go over the audio again and also the scripts because I was hearing, you know, practice doesn't make perfect, you know. What do we practice? What do we seek to perfect? There's some areas that do need some further clarification. Some things are not well served by the translation. You know, they could be, you hear like this, is it really saying like this, or is it saying something else? And then comparing the Hebrew, right, just brings out certain points just much clearer. But here, there's an audio that we had. Did we share this? I don't think we shared it at the 46 Psalm. We had the Psalm 46 in the previous Shavuah, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And the interesting thing about the, was it 46? Yes, Psalm 46. It had kind of a key word that ties in and connects with the 17th, a phrase, a quotation, we can say, right from HaTorah that is found in the 46th Psalm. So we have Dawit, David, man after Jehovah's own heart right there. And it's an interesting connection. Like to share that as ones and ones are no doubt tuning in right here. But depends on if we can get a Hebrew quorum, you know, on the board soon we can ride up with that. Otherwise, you give ones and ones an opportunity that they may need, you know, just to, you know, refresh and everything, tune in before we ride up with a fuller full here for the first day service, the Sunday service right here. Usually we begin off with Psalm like the 24th Psalm, and we're going to ride up 24th Psalm. But it's interesting because here in the season, we had Psalm 24, according to the Royal Order. So very interesting, the reflections, you know, here and there, studying the ancient way. So Mishpat team, let's just go over this right here and see if we can recall some of those areas that we heard. You know, even the whole eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. We can start out on that one. That kind of, I guess, gets people amongst the Gentiles. But unless he says speak to the Gentiles, it very clearly states speak to the children of Israel. So this was given to the children of Israel. It's like something in Babylon law. You know, we hear some things in Babylon, and they say, well, this is how they do it, and this is their, you know, this is what they've been doing, and this is the law. We don't like it, but this, we recognize this is their system. So may ones and ones also respect that this was given to the sons and children of Israel. And here we're at Mishpatim, the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So what's a general overview? My overview right here, there's these questions. They are preliminary questions. Some basic questions, the preliminary question for the basic questions, some discussion topics, some subject matters. No doubt ones and ones might have heard some things that maybe to get a little better clarity. First point right here that we'd like to share on right here, right? Just a first point right here, right? While ones and ones gathering in, they're about to ride up with the Sunday service, the first day, Malcolm Mahood. Maybe we'll start to call it that, Rastafari Malcolm Mahood. You know, ones and ones are over, that Ehud, meaning first day. The word Torah, what does the word Torah mean? We hear this expression of law, right, law. Is Torah law? Torah from Yara, right, we have the word Yara. Yara in the Hebrew, the root word that Torah, right, is based on Yara is like to point the finger, aim, almost like aim. You know, like you aim, you know, pointing the finger. So the idea is instruction, direction in the word Torah, right? Torah, direction or teaching. It doesn't mean, quote, law, as is commonly taught by WASP Christian teachers. And nowadays, a lot of the Christian teachers, mainly from the, you know, we say the Protestant, you know, Protestantism. You know, because I don't really think these areas of Torah, the Catholics go into too much, seeing what they did, or what the Pope did with the commandments, you know, having people talking about the Ten Commandments, but they're only looking at nine of them. Give thanks, Brother Ross, Brother Ross Seymour for that point right there, that reason. They're going to share that reason. And we had a reasoning on the Ten Commandments. And once we talk about the Ten Commandments, you know, keep the Ten Commandments, even if they ignore the other, you know, directions, instructions, you know, they'll focus on that. But then of those, what about the Sabbath, the Shabbat day, the Sabbath command? So the word Torah means direction, instruction, right? And now there is the Torah. There is, I don't really want to say this like this, but because it might sound strange, but let me think for a moment. Yeah, okay, this, let me say Torah, there's a Torah, Shebiktav, right? Shebiktav, Biktav, Biktav. Ktav is like that which is written. And also there is the spoken, the reasoning Torah. So there's a Torah that is written according to what is written. And then it's also the reasoning, the reasoning. Usually it's called the oral law. You might have heard one say the oral law, right? Or the Torah, she be'al peh, that which is be' by way of al on peh, that the Torah that is on the mouth, right? That's like the rhema word. When Yeshua HaMoshiach said to HaSatan, did he say to HaSatan, to HaSatan, and when Satan had misinterpreted, or he tried to jack, what was it, Psalm 91, misquoting a verse there to Yeshua, and then Yeshua responded to him, you know, thou not tempt the Lord thy God, because definitely to HaSatan, you know, Robeno definitely is God, just on just that basic level. Another interesting point, when we read in the KJV, it talks about judges. But the Hebrew, let's bring this up right here, since we're speaking about this Torah reading and feeding, the judges, and seeking to get a clear idea Hebraically on what is meant by Elohim in its twofold sense. So the Torah is also twofold in the sense that the Torah, that which is written, like the letter, or ones who say the letter of the law. I think Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, right, Apostle Paulos, our brother, he brought that out well when he was speaking about the, you know, the letter of the law, you know what I mean, and the spirit of the law. So the Torah Sheba Al Peh, the Torah that's on the mouth, like when Yeshua said to HaSatan, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. So in the word proceedeth, in the Koine Greek, the Hebrew writers, our Hebrew Jewish, black Jewish brothers that wrote the Greek, right? Because most of our people were not Torah scholars and they spoke the common language. Like today, people speak the common language or English or one of the Romance, you know, languages and everything, right? So when he said to HaSatan, Yeshua, Robeno said to HaSatan, according to the Koine Greek, it brings out the sense of rhema. So you might hear I and I say the rhema word. The rhema word, it corresponds with, I think, Yemiwata Kal. I think Bamarin Yemiwata Kal. I'll check it out. But the word that proceeded, like the right now word. It's like what's written is written, but then you notice at times and in certain times that the word become flesh, or the word is manifest, and the word applies right here. Though that was written maybe thousands of years ago, the wisdom and the application applies right now. That's like the sense of the Torah She Ba'al Peh, the oral, what is referred to as the oral law, or the reasoning, right? Or the spirit, when we say the spirit, right? So there's the Torah She Biktav, the written Torah, and there's the Torah, right? Like we say, the right now Torah, right? The right now Torah, the Torah of the mouth, word sound, right? The words. It's like when Rastafari, we say, like, come make a reason. Although you see what was said to Moses then, but you can see the principle apply even right now. That's the sense of what Yeshua Robeno also said, right? Even when rebuking my HaSatan in temptation, right, that man does not live by bread alone, right, but by every word, right, that proceedeth, the right now word, the right application, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's also a scriptural, you know, verse, right? Zia. We also have like Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. I see this in one of my copy books. And I just want to admit to the brothers, because he who covers his, you know, in the family, he who covers his sins will not prosper. And I and Yahweh, truth and life, seek to prosper. You know, that I haven't been taking notes as you know, over the last maybe year or so. I make little notes, but not as diligent. I find that for almost a whole year or so, I've been looking at the notes already made over the past 3 to 4 years. And I hope brothers and sisters are taking their notes, their composition study books, you know, and writing down interesting notes from the reasonings, from what they're studying, questions, even write down questions. Even when don't get the answer right there, when you review, you can say, Chan, maybe the answer would have come, right? Or maybe one can find a one to a reason, come back with a reason. So like to go, well, we not like to, whether we like it or not, this is what we have to do, right here. And, you know, we should make our wills obedient, as His Majesty, Kedemala, Hadis, Selassie, Titai, and I. But in the previous Torah reading and feeding, we had Yitro, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, right? Explained that exactly 7 weeks after the Exodus. So we have 7 weeks after the Exodus, a period of 49 days. So here's where we get the sacred geometry of the word, right? The sacred, the pattern within the pattern. Take heed to the pattern. So 7 weeks exactly, right after the Exodus, 49 days, right? And 7 times 7, right? You know, with the harvest festival, 2 sevens clash. Then we also have that with the Yobeliu, like the Jubilee. But here, Moses gathers the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, at the foot of Mount Sinai. The foot of Mount Sinai. I was going to share earlier in the After the Shabbat podcast, the previous, we're going to share Dennis Brown of a tune, I think The Foot of the Mountain. But we see this here, so that's a good tune, a Rhema tune, like right now tune, right? At the foot of Mount Sinai to enter into the covenant with Yahweh, with Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, in a dramatic display of thunder, lightning, billowing smoke, and fire, Jehovah descended up on the mountain and recited the 10 words, the Esaret HaDibarim in the Hebrew, the Asertun Kalat in Amharic, the 10, which means in Amharic, the 10 words or the 10 commandments, as they're called, to the people, to Jah people. Upon hearing HaTorah, the Torah, the direction, instruction, the moral requirements, right? The moral requirements. And let's also have a little study and reasoning on moral and morality, because it depends on beauty in the eye of the beholder, you know, so it depends on the language, the culture, this whole moral thing, right? Because in one sense, you know, morals is kind of seem to be an artificial construct, depends on the cultures. But here we're getting the divine morality of His Divine Majesty, Jah, the Creator's morality here, His morally good requirements. However, when the people heard that, when they heard, the people shrank. They shrank back in fear and dread and terror, right? And they begged. They actually begged Moshe. They begged Moses. What did they beg Moses for? They begged Moses to be their mediator. Lifnei Elohim, high Elohim, before the power, true good, the true God. That's very interesting just to even meditate on that. And so we chew, you know, chew the breath, right? So we can appreciate love the taste, right? And also get all the minerals and nutrients, right, in our being. So here, when the people heard Jah speak those words and words and words and words, and I think some might know, right? Anointed minds may think alike, you know, we go right here, here, here. Because these are the words, and we ask, why did Garmawi Nagus Nagas, His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi Hadaslasi, of all that he could have said or respond, right, even from a Judeo-Christian or even just a Christian as one, a true Nazarene, Christian, anointed perspective, he went not to a New Testament point, but he went to the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament. He went to the 10
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this,
the nation,
since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
What do you think? Do you think Jah would follow his own way? Would Jah follow his own way? He said he would shew his salvation. He would shew I and I his salvation. As his majesty has shown I and I, shew what? Yes, I in reality. So when the people heard, when they heard this, so the 10 words called the 10 commandments, based on the scripts, based on the pointing to the scripture as a point of evidence, a point of reference, is the only place, one of the few places, especially here in the Exodus, in the wilderness after coming out of Mitzrayim, right, Egypt, where we have John speaking, right, of the law, speaking these words directly, to the people, directly, the 10 words. So when His Majesty was asked, what advice would he give young people? Even though we know that Jah calls upon the youth because they are strong, as the elders taught I and I. But he said to his advice to all. His advice to all. Right? So this was spoken to call Yisrael, spoken amidst the thunders and the lightning and the billowing smoke and the fire. Yes, I. What a bingi dat. You know, da'at. The knowledge there. What a bingi dat was, right? The people, you know, in the tribe, right? The people, Jah, people then stood afar off. They stood afar off, right? While Moshe alone, he drew near to the tick, right? Or the thick, right? Darkness to receive to Kabbalah, right? To Kabbalah, HaTorah from Adonai Jehovah. Isn't this interesting, brothers and sisters, right here? Now, there's a point and a point and a point, a lot right here you can learn about the nature of not just people generally, but I think other people probably would have responded differently. You know, we are peculiar people. You know, that's how we can tell who are the Israelites, because they fit even the psychological profile, right? The psychological profile, psychologically profiling, right? The once lost, now found, based on the scripture, right? They stood afar off. Even Moses tried to encourage them. They're like, nah. I ain't going in there. It's too dark. It's too, oh, that reminds me of that next clip right there, the shine. Gotta touch on shine and some stuff he was talking about and everything. But anyway, this particular clip of Shine Paul right here, where he's speaking about, what is the Messiah? We'll play the short one right here, the short clip.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was.
The divine blackness. Not speaking about, you know, the outer, but speaking about the divinity, the inner. So Moses went into that thick darkness. So as in that audio right there, Moshe Lewi, we say, but he might say it the other way, Moshe Levi. But anyway, he brought that forward right there, and just the connection, how the people drew back. So Moses, so John wanted the people to come forward right into the thick darkness. Another point, too, is there's a few words used for darkness in the Bible, right, and even translated for blackness, right? Let's get the wisdom on what is what. But here for this Shavuah, for this sabbatical study here in the Seal Up and here at the first day service right here, right, we're following the example of the Nazarenes from the first century. Remember how Paul and different ones would go into the synagogue or the gathering, the Hebrew church, and reason on the Sabbath. And it'll be reasoning, like even after the Sabbath, more folks would come out, you know, and join the reasonment. And they would reason all forward from the seventh day into the first day. And that's why they gathered together on the first day to take care of biznaps. Yes, some cases, Hebraically, there are certain services that take place on the first day that falsely is called Sunday. I'm not going to follow that. Some of overzealous, they have a zeal, but not the knowledge. Some of the Israelite brothers and sisters, they're like, no worship on Sunday. We understand the point they're seeking to make there, but it's not really right and accurate. The first day, right? There's a first day, which is called Sunday. It's also referred to as the eighth day. Go check it out in the scripture. But in this Torah reading, it begins with Moshe in the midst. Where's Moses standing? What is Moses standing and where is Moses standing? These are aspects and areas that when we read through, we hear it read through, you know, we hear something, we pick up on it, but let's reason on it so we put it together. It's like the word, right, become flesh or the word manifest. So to see this word iritically in living color, we got to recognize that Moses was in the midst of the tick, the thick darkness, Kabbalahing. When we say Kabbalahing, there's not really a word. We're kind of coining it to Kabbalah, to receive, right? Kabbalah, receiving additional instructions. In addition to what? To the 10 words. Receiving additional instruction, right, to the 10 words called the 10 commandments. Regarding what? Regarding various civil laws, civil Torot. Bringing out the Hebrew word there, civil Torot. So we have in the scripture, we have Torah and HaTorah, right, the overall, the one. But you know what the Torah, the direct of it is 10 words. That's what we said, out of everything Garmawi, Negus, Neges, his imperial majesty could have said, it's amazing, you know, he went right there. This also should tell us about the true nature, right, of he who be, who he be, the divine majesty, Katamari, Haile Selassie. This should also, you know, wake ones up according to the scripts. He went there, right? He testified to the same testimony that Jehovah testified. And then the connection that his majesty furthermore went to the difference between historically, you know, like you have a history, like you come from a family where ones used to be righteous back in the days and ones, you know, rely on their righteousness, but not walking out righteousness in their life, but to be actively. So he made the distinction between historical, getting caught up on the history of what ones in the past have done, right? But also being actively, you know, so he connected with the nation. And what we have here is the birth of the Israelite nation. Effectively here, with the Exodus is the birth. So even the crossing of the Eterah Bahir, Eterah, the Eritrean Sea called the Yam Suf in the Hebrew, the Red Sea, and the waters. It's like waters when one is born, you know, like birth. It's like those waters, going through the waters, right? Likened in the Brit Hadashah even as a baptism, right? But here, Moses goes into a thick cloud, right? The thick darkness, right? And he receives additional instruction. The people, previous Torah reading, feeding 17, they drew back in fear and in dread. Upon hearing, right, Jehovah utter these words. But it must have been, wow, the thunder, the lightnings, and in the midst of that, they heard the 10 words, what we know as the 10 commandments. Now, the sages, right, they count 53 distinct commandments listed in this reading and feeding right here of HaTorah. 53. Now, let's point this out, too, because some idiots, you know, are repeating what idiots, maybe just being idiotic. Kisla, that word Kisla, right, returning to folly, foolishness, Kisla, you know, saying that, oh, well, he got this from ancient Egypt, 42 negative confessions. First of all, they were the negative confessions of Nebseni. Basically, what it's like to say the man passed away, prepared those negative confessions because he had lived a good and a in his estimation, a right life, and he was making a confession. A law is different than a confession. Learn words, basic logic, basic logos, right? Because here of the 53, we have negative and positive commands. Did you know? We hear about the 42 negative confessions, but we have positive and negative commandments. But here we have 53 distinct commandments. We can get into hopefully the positive and the negative commands, basically the ta'aseh and the lo ta'aseh. Ta'aseh, by speaking to an individual male, to corporate Israel, ta'aseh, to do, lo, not ta'aseh, not to do, right? The negative, the positive, and the negative commandments listed in this Torah portion, 53. Making this Torah portion one of the most quote-unquote legalistic, as they say, or let's say Torahistic, Torahistic sections of the Bible or of the scripture. There are civil laws, civil rights. These are our civil rights, civil laws. There are liability laws. There's also corporate law as well. It's amazing. Corporate law, thousands of years ago, Jehovah giving the instructions to Yisrael was given it in the sense of corporate law, where he spoke to all of the sons, the men of Israel, both individually and as one man. So we have civil laws, liability laws, criminal laws, we said corporate laws, but also agricultural laws, financial laws, family purity or hygienic laws, sabbatical laws, right, feast and festival laws or Torot, which is direction instructions, are all given in this parsha, in this manna here, the 18th sabbatical study. Now, after receiving these additional Torot, directions, instructions, since the word Torah is an operative word, right? When it says Ha Torah, it's looking at the fullness, all as one, five books of Moses overall. But the heart of the matter are the 10 words. Right, the 10 words is the heart of the matter. After receiving additional Torah direction instructions, Moshe, he descended from Sinai, Mount Sinai, and went before Ha'am, the people, Jah people, and told them all the Divrei Yahuwah, the words, the oracles of Jehovah. Upon hearing the details, all the people responded in unison. All the words that Jehovah has said we will do, right? All the words, right? All the words that Jehovah, the Dibarim, Dibarim, Dibar or Divar is word, Dibarim, the Dibrei, right? That Jah has spoken, we will do. Na'aseh, we will do. Now, just to pause here, some say this is the whole grace versus law thing that some people talk about in white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and nowadays Christianity, grace versus law thing. Well, the Israelites, did they come out by law or by grace? Were all of them perfect, without any sin, without any error? They were holy, holy, holy in that sense, right? Because of their own works, or was it by grace that they came out? By grace they were saved, right? Moshe then wrote down the words of the covenant. This is very, very, very important, because some confused Christians think that the Ten Commandments was done away with. Some of them think something like that. That's another important point of what His Imperial Majesty said, because there are many other so-called, you know, ones who say they're Christians who think that it was done away with because of the crucifixion of Reuben or Yeshua. But Moses then wrote down the words of the covenant into a separate scroll, right? And the separate scroll was called the Sefer HaBrit. Sefer, the cipher, we say book, Ha, the Brit, the covenant. In Amharic, we say the covenant as like Kal Kidan. Kal is word Kidan, that which covers. So that word that covers something. Brit is an interesting word. We'll get into that, but suffice it right here that Moses, he wrote down the words of the covenant in a separate scroll or a separate roll, a separate book known as the Sefer HaBrit. He built an altar, Mizbeah, right, at the foot of Sinai, the foot of Sinai, and he ordered sacrifices to Yahweh, Jehovah, to be made. He then took the sacrificial dam, Word right here, Dam, right? D-A-M. People say, oh, you curse? No. Stop. Dam means blood, or Dam is the Hebrew enunciation for the word sound of blood. Dam in the Royal Amharic and Ethiopic is Dem, like Demandem, right? Dam, right? So here. Once again, he then took the sacrificial blood from the offerings and threw half upon the Mizbeach, half upon the altar, and he read the scroll, right, the scroll of the covenant to Jah people. The people, right, Jah people, they ratified the covenant by saying, now here's what's very, very interesting right here. We'll get into the actual, you know, the actual Hebrew of it, but from low degrees to high degrees. Here they said, remember what they said previously, when they first heard it, they said, according to the translation, all the words that Jehovah has said, we will do. Now, once Moses had done what he done did, the people, they ratified. Ratified means they put it in effect. They made it righteous. They made it, it's in effect, right? It's in effect by saying all that Jehovah says. Before they said that he had said, now they said all that he says, right, we will do and obey, right, and obey, right? Now, this is interesting, when nishma, right, when, you know, like, you know, we will hear, but hearing and obeying is connected. Upon hearing this, Moses took the other half of the sacrificial blood, and he threw it on Jah people, saying, right, so the use of the blood, you know, like, yes, even in the Brit Chadasha, there's the blood there, but some of these people call them, come in Jesus' name, I don't know, they some vampires or something, the way they go at it, they're baby, and, you know, they all this blood, you know, like, in other words, things are done circumspectly, decently and in order. Notice Moses, he sprinkles on the blood on the altar, right? Then he opened the scroll and he read it to them. Is this the agreement? And they're like, yeah, all that Jehovah says, we will do and obey. Upon hearing that, then Moses, the other half of the sacrificial dam, and threw it up on Ha'am, saying, behold, the blood of the covenant, the dam of the Brit, that Yahweh has made with you in accordance with all these words. Now, after that, Moses, Aharon, and his sons, Nadab and Abihu, the 70 elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the senators, and the senators of Israel, right, who are the elders of Ziknei Yisrael, they ascended, they allied up, they went up, right, they allied up Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, to eat, right, like you would sup, come make we sup, you know, they had a sup together, right, a communal meal, right, quote, the confirmation, the covenant affirmation meal, some call it the covenant affirmation meal, between Yisrael, between Israel, as one man, represented by their representatives, in Moses, Aaron, his sons, and the 70 senators, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, between Israel and Yahweh and Jehovah. Now, after returning from the mountain with the elders, Yahweh, Jehovah, he commanded Moses to go back up. This is this little footnote here in the previous Yitra. I know some picked up on it. When we read it, we tried to bring it out a little more better, like how Moses was called to come up. And when he came up, he was sent down, and Jah asked Moses, and there's a little back and forth. It's very interesting right there. He had to kind of go up and down. You know, he came up to Jah. He went back down. He came back up. Jah said, make sure that you, tell the people don't gaze, no time to gaze. You know, don't even come near the mountain. You know, keep a cordon on the mountain. And then Moses tried to, like, explain, you know, well, you know, the people, such and such. And then Jah said, just go, get down. He just said, get down, you know, get down, do what I tell you to. So after returning from the mountain with the elders, Jehovah commanded Moses to go back up, to Ali up, right, to receive the Kabbalah, the tablets of stone that are inscribed, engraved, right, with the 10 words called the 10 commandments. On the seventh day there, he heard the voice of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Note that right there. On the seventh day, right, that would be like the Sabbath day there, he heard the voice, the voca, right, the voice of Jehovah calling to him from the midst of the cloud of glory. So we can take this, and when Moses went up there, as Rashomon, the elders say, just sat up. He sat up, just seat up, you know, just seat up. You know, no, you cannot rush Jah. You know what I mean? No rushing Jah. You know, he was there. The days passed. Then on the seventh day, right, there, right, he heard the voice of Jehovah calling to him from the midst of the cloud of glory. And then he entered the presence, right? He entered the face, the perception. Literally the presence is literally the face, the perception. In fact, when we speak about, right, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, like the Trinity and the persons of the Trinity, the word that we use, both in the Hebrew and in the Ge'ez, it corresponds with the word for face, face and presence, face and interface. So the Trinity, in that sense, is the interface of he who be who he be with the children of Israel and with his creation. But anyway, Moses, he entered the presence, the face, the perception, right? It can also be translated as before, right, in that sense, before in the face of Jehovah. He remained on the mountain for a total of 40 days and 40 nights while the Israelites waited for him at the camp down below. At the camp down below. So here, give thanks, brothers and sisters. Let's ride up. But first, a little Selah, you know, a little Selah moment. The 10 words, the epicenter, the highlight of the 10 words right here.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyelecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
And here, at the foot of the mountain. Dennis.
An old man who sits all day and hopes things will come his way. And of the first time ever I passed by his way, he called me, son, come on over here. He said, although shall sing a song of love to you, to
by a hot
indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear, I tremble with fear, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
That right there is from Hebrews. Hebrews. And just saying, case it wasn't really clear right there. Hebrews chapter 12 to the General Assembly and the Church of the Firstborn that are written in heaven, the stars, and to Elohim, HaShofet, to Elohim, the judge of all, and to the spirits, the irits of just men made perfect. So here, let's ride up right away at the sixth and seventh Aliyah and the prophet reading, as well as a Brit Hadasha, right here.
Yes. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Sheishi, here for the Sheishi Aliyah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Sheishi, here for the Sheishi Aliyah, here for the sixth upper offering, sixth reading, here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath the judgments, Sabbath judgments. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here at Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi, here for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading of offering up here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Instructions and promises and yea and amens concerning the conquest of the land. Here, Shema Yisrael, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi Aliyah. Hine Anoki, Sholeach Malak, Le'efaneka, Lishamarika, Badarek, Wihla Hevieka, Illa Hamakom Ashera, Hekinoti. Behold, Hine, behold, I send an angel before thee. I, Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Behold, I send an Malak, an angel. Lifaneka, before the eye, in the eye face, in the eye perception, in thy presence, before the eye. Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Lifaneka. Lishamarka badarek, to keep the eye in the way. Lishamarka badarek, in the darek, badarek, Lishamarka badarek. With lahivyeka ilhamakom, and to bring the eye into the place, to bring the eye into the place. With la hibieka, with la hibieka, to bring the eye il hamakom, to the makom, il hamakom, ashera hikinoti, that I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, obey his vocal. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name in him. Hishamer miya panayo, ushma bi kolo, ala tanera bawa, ki lo, yisa le, fisha ekema ki, shmi bi kerbo, take heed of him. Hishamer mipanayo, and hearken to his voice. Ushma bikolo. Be not rebellious against him. Ala tamer bau. Be not rebellious. Tamer al tamer bau. Be not rebellious against him. Ki aloa yisa le fisha ekem. For he will not pardon, fisha'ekhem, your transgression. Ki shmi bikrbo, for my name. Ki shmi, for shmi, my name. Ki shmi bikrbo, is in him. But if the eye shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to thine enemies, and an adversary to thine, to the eye, adversaries. Ki'im shamoa tishma bikolo with asita kol asher e darer with Ayavtiya eta oyeveka with esartiya eta zorareka. For mine angel shall go before thee, the eye, and bring thee, the eye, to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Ki yelek, Malaki, for mine angel shall go before thee. Ki yelek, Malaki, lifaneka, for mine angel, mine Malak, Malaki. Ki yelek, Malaki, lifaneka, where hevieka, and bring thee, the eye, to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, their Elohim, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou, the eye, shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah, your Elohim, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, from the midst of the eye. Why, eh, badetem, eti Yahuwah, Elohekem, ua berak, uverak, eta lachem meka. Lachim meka with eta mea meka wa siroti machala mi kerbeka, and ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah Jehovah y'all Elohim wa e avadetem eti Yahuwah Elohim, and he will bless thy bread uverak eta lachim meka, and thy water will etta meya meka, and I will take sickness away from the midst of the eye. Wahe siroti machala mi kerbeka.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh reading, hear the seventh Aliyah for this Shabbat Mishpotim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat HaMishpotim, Sabbath the judgments. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 23, here, at verse 26, for the Shavi'i Aliyah, for this Sabbath judgments, Sendet Sar'an, Shabbat Mishpotim, Lo Tehiye, Mi Shakela, Wa Ekara, De arzeka eta nisapara yameka e malei. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Lo tehiye me shakela, none shall miscarry. Lo tehiye ne shakela wa ikara be arzeka eta misapara yameka imalei, nor be barren we ikara be arzeka in thy land be arzeka, the number of thy days I will fulfill.
eta nisapariameka imale. I will send my fear, my reverence, my terror. I will send my fear before the eye and will destroy and downstroy all the people to whom thou, the eye, wilt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs to thee, to the eye. Eta iamati. Eta emati. Eta ematia. E shalach lefaneka. I will send my emati, my terror. Eta emati. E shalach. E shalach. Eta emati. E shalach. Lefaneka. I will send emati. Emati. E shalach. Before the eye, male, le faneka, wit hamotia et kol ha'am asher tavo, by him, wit natatia et kol oyeveka, eleka, oref. I will send my terror before the eye and will discomfort all the people to whom thou, the eye, shall come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs to thee, the eye. And I will send hornets before the eye that shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before the eye. With shalachetia et ha'tzira lefaneka. With gersha v'gersha et ha'chiwi et ha'kna'ini et ha'chiti milafaneka. I will not drive them out from before the eye in 1 year and one shine, unless the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. Aye. By little and little I will drive them out from before the eye, until thou, the eye, be increased and inherit the land. Lo, e garashenua miapaneka bishana echat. Pen tihye ha'aretza she mama we rabba aleka chayata ha sadeh me'ata me'at. By little and little me'at me'at e garshenua mipaneka ad asher tifre we nachalita et ha'aretz. By little and little, ma'ata ma'ata, darshenu amipaneka, I will drive them out from before the eye until thou, the eye, be increased and inherit the land. Ma'ata ma'ata, darshenu mipaneka, ad ashera tifre, we nachalta et ha'aretz. And I will set thy bounds, thy borders, thy bounds from the Yam Suf, from the Etrabahir, from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, even to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou, the eye, shalt drive them out before the eye. Thou, the eye, shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods, nor with their Elohim. Lo tikrota lahem welelo heyhem brit. Thou shalt make no covenant, cut no covenant with them. Lo tikrota lahem, nor with their gods, nor with their Elohim. Welelo heyhem, welelo heyhem brit. They shall not dwell in thy land, unless they make thee sin. Lest they make thee sin, the akap, against me, against I. For if thou serve their Elohim, it will surely be a snare to thee, to the eye. Lo yeshvua be'aritzeka pen yachitiwa oteka li ki ta'evoda eta Elohim ki yihye leka le mokesh. They shall not dwell in thy land. Lo yeshvu be'aretz eka. They shall not dwell in the eye land. Lo yeshvu be'aretz eka. lest they make thee sin against me, lest they make thee up against my pen. Yachitiu otekali, pen. Yachitiu otekali, ki ta'evoda etta Elohim, for thou wilt serve there Elohim, ki ta'evod etta Elohim, for they will be a snare to thee, to the eye. Ki yihye leka le'mokesh, it will surely be a mokesh, a snare to the eye. Ki yihye leka le'mokesh. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 24. The order of worship, the order of worship pending the building of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. And he said to Moshe, come up to Jehovah, thou, the I, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael, and worship ye y'all afar off. Ve'illa Moshe amara, Eleya, Eli Yehovah, ata, ve'aharon, Nadav, ve'avihu, ve'shivaim, Yisrael, And he said to Moshe, Moshe Amar, come up, Elei, come up, Aliyah up, Elei, Eli, Hoa, to Jehovah, Ata, the I, male, Ata, with Aharon and Aaron, Nadav, Wa Avihu, and Abihu, with Shivaim, and 70 Mia Ziknei of the elders Israel, of Israel, with Hishatachawitem, and worship, with Hishatachawitem, and worship y'all, with Hishatachawitem, and worship y'all, Me Rahok, and worship y'all afar off, and Moshe alone shall come near Yahuwah, shall come near Jehovah, but they shall not come nigh, near, neither shall Ha'am, shall the Am, the people, go up with him. Where in Nigash, Moshe, Levado, and Moses alone shall come near Li Yahuwah to Jehovah, with Haim, Lo, Yigashu. But they shall not come near with Haim, and they, Lo, Yigashu, shall not come near with Ha'am, and the people with Ha'am, Lo, Ya'illu, Immo. Neither shall the people go up, shall the people aliyah up with Ha'am, Lo, Ya'illu, Immo, with him, Immo. And here, the people. Ha'am, the people, Jah people, accept the covenant, the worship of Ha'am, the worship of the people. Here, verse 3. And Moshe came and told the people, Ha'am, all the words, all the divrei, the divarim, the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice, one vocal, with one invocation, with one voice, and said, all the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, have said, will we do? Wiyavo Moshe, Waya Sapira Laama Etakola Divrei Yahuwah, Weta Kola Ha Mishapatim, Waya Anna Kola Haam, Kol Echad, Wayomru, Kola Hadvarim, Ashera Divrei Yahuwah, Na Ise. And Moses came and told the people, all the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Wayavo Moshe, Waisater La'am, Eit Kola Divrei Yahuwah, and all the ordinances and all the judgments, Eit Kol HaMishpatim, and All the people answered and answered Vayan and answered Vayan Kol Ha'am, and all Ha'am and all the people answered Vayan Kol Ha'am. Kol Echad, one voice. Kol Echad, one voice. Vayomru, and they said Vayomru, and they said Kol Ha'Devarim Asher Adivari Yehovah Na'aseh. All the words. Kol Ha'Devarim, all the words. Asher diber Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, na'iseh, we will do. Kol ha-devarim, asher diber Yahuwah, na'iseh. And Moses and Moshe, wrote all the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and rose up early in the boker in the morning, and building an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes. According to the 12 tribes of Israel. Vayayikatova Moshe tekola divrei Yehova. Vayayashkem. Vayashkem ba'boker. Vayayiven nizveyach tachat ha'har. Ushatein. Esrei ma'zeva. Lishanein asar. Shivtei Israel. And Moses wrote all the words of Jehovah. Vayikatov, Vayikatoba Moshe, et kol divrei Yehovah. All the divrei Yehovah, the word of Jehovah. Vayashkem bavoker, and rose up in the morning. Vayashkem bavoker, bavoker in the boker. Vayashkem bavoker. Vayayiven Mizbeach, and builded an altar. Vayiven Mizbeach tachat hahar, under the mountain. Usha tein asarei matzeva lishenein asar shivtei Israel. And 12 pillars and 12 matzevas. Usha tein asarei matzeva. Lishenem Asar Shivtei Yisrael, according to the 12 tribes. Lishenem Asar Shivtei Yisrael, tribes of Yisrael. And he sent young men of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrifice peace offerings of oxen to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moshe took half of the blood and put in basins, and half of the blood hadam he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book, and he took the Sefer HaBarit, the Book of the Covenant, and read in the audience of Ha'am, of the people. And they said, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has said, will we do and be obedient. Vayikach Sefer HaBarit. Vayikach Sefer HaBarit, Vayayikra B'Azne Ha'am, Vayomru Kol Asher Diver Yahuwah Na'aseh V'Nishma'a. And he took the book of the covenant. Vayikach, and he took, Vayikach, and he took, Vayikach Sefer HaBarit, the Sefer HaBarit, the book of the covenant. Vayikra B'Azne Ha'am, and read in the hearing, in the ears, in the hearing, be'azne ha'am, of the people. Vayomru, and they said, vayomru, 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 and they said, kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah have spoken, kol asher diberi Yehovah, will we do, na'aseh, will we do, v'nishma, and obey, v'nishma, and be obedient, kol asher diberi Yehovah, na'aseh, v'nishma. And Moses, Moshe, took hadam, took the blood, and sprinkled on Ha'am, on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath made with you concerning all these words. Vayikach Moshe et ha'adam. Vayizarok. Vayizarok al ha'am. Vayomer hine dam habrit asher karati Yehovah imakem al kol ha'devari ha'ele. And Moses took the blood. Vayikach Moshe et ha'adam. Took Hadam, took the blood. Wayizarok, and sprinkled. Wayizarok al Ha'am, and sprinkled it on the people. Wayomer, and said, Hine, behold, Hine, Dam, Habrit, behold, blood of the covenant. Hine, Dam, Habrit, Asher Karat, Yahuwah, Imakem. That Jehovah, that Yahuwah hath made with you, Asher Karati Yahuwah Imakem, Al Kol Hadebari Ha'ele, made with you in agreement with all these words, hath cut with you, hath made with you, Asher Karati Yahuwah, Karat Yahuwah, Karat, that he has cut, that he has made in agreement, Karati Yahuwah Imakem, with you all, al kol, upon all hadevarim, upon all the words, al upon kol hadevarim, ha'ele, upon all these words. The worship of Moshe, the worship of Moshe, of Moses, the priest and the elders. Then went up Moshe and Aharon, Nadav and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Vayal Moshe, and Moshe allied up. Vayal Moshe, with Aharon and Nadav, va'avihu, with Shiva'im, mi'aziknei Yisrael. Then allied up, then went up. Vayal Moshe, then Moses allied up. Vayal Moshe, where Aharon and Nadav wa Avihu, and Aaron, Nadav, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, where Shiva'im miyaziknei Israel, and they saw the Elohim of Israel, and under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in clearness. Vayiru, et Elohe Yisrael, v'tachata raglayo, k'ma'eseya livnata ha-sapir, uka etzem ha-shemayim la-tohar. And they saw the Elohim, Elohe Yisrael, vayiru, eight Elohe Israel, and they saw Vayeru, and they saw eight Elohe Israel, the Elohim of Israel, with Tachata Raglayo, Kama Isaya Livnata Ha Sapir, and there was under his feet, with Tachata Raglayo, the like of a paved work of sapphire stone, k'ma'isei livnata ha'sapir, and the like of the very heaven for clearness. Uka etzem ha'shamayim alat ahar, lat ohar, for clearness, for cleanness, for clearness. Uka etzem ha'shamayim la ohar. And upon the nobles of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw Elohim, they saw the true good, the true God, and did eat and drink. With illa etzileya b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado. Vayechezu et ha'elohim. Vayoklu vayishtu. And upon the nobles of the children of Yisrael, willa etz ilay b'nei Yisrael, he laid not his hand, lo shalach yado, he sent not his hand, lo shalach yado, and they beheld, ha'elohim, v'yechezu et ha'elohim, and they beheld, as in the vision, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, v'yechezu et ha'elohim, v'yoklu, v'yishtu, and did eat and drink. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee the tables of stone and a law and commandments that I have written, that thou mayest teach, them. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, Elei, Eli, ha hara, Wahiye sham, we etana leka eta luchota ha even, we ha Torah, we ha mitzvah asher ka tavti le horotam. And Yahweh said to Moshe, Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe elei, come up, aliyah up, ascend up, elei. Elai, to I, Elai, Elai, ascend up to I, Elai, Elai, ha hara, into hara, the har, ha hara, into the mount. Wahiye sham, and be there, wahiye sham, and be there, wahiye sham, and be there. We etna leka, etta luchota ha'evin. And I will give the tables, tablets, luchot ha'evin, of stone, luchot ha'evin, and the law, with ha'torah, the ha'torah, and the law, the direction, the instruction, with ha'torah, with ha'mitzvah, and the commandment, with ha'mitzvah, asher katavti, that I have written, asher katavti, li horotam, that thou mayest teach, that I mayest teach them, li horotam. And Moshe rose up, Moses rose up, and his minister, Yehoshua, Joshua, and Moshe and Moses went up, aliyah up, into the mount of Ha Elohim. Vayakam Moshe, we are Hoshua, we Hoshua, mi sharto, Vayala Moshe il har ha'elohim, and Moses rose up, Vayakam, he got up, Vayakam Moshe, we Yehoshua, we Yehoshua, we Yehoshua, we Yehoshua, and Joshua, Misharto, Misharto, his minister, Misharto, we Yehoshua, Misharto, Vayala, and alien up Moshe, Moses alien up, Vayala Moshe, il har ha'elohim, into the mount of the Elohim, the true good, the true God. And he said to the elders, tarry y'all here for us, for I and I, until I and I come again to you, to y'all. And behold, Aharon, Aaron, and Hur, with you, with y'all. If any man have any matters to do, let him make him come to them. If any man have any matters to do, make them come to them. Wa'illa ha-zik-eini. Wa'illa ha-zik-eini mamarra. Shavu alanu baze. Ad ashara nashuva elekem. Wihine aherona wihura aimakem. Mia ba'ala de'avarim. Yigasha elehem. And to the elders he said, Wa'illa ha-zik-eini. Ha-zik-einim. And to the zik-einim. Wa'illa ha-zik-einim. Amar. He said, Shavu lanu. Tarry y'all. Seat up y'all for us. Shavu lanu. Von shavu. Sit. Wait. Tarry. Shavu lanu. Bazeh. Here. Tarry. Bazeh. Here. Shavu lanu. Bazeh. Ad ashera nashuv. Until we. Nashuv. Until we come. Elekem, until we come back to you, to you all, y'all. Wihine, and here, behold, wihine, and here, Aharon wuchur, Aaron and Hur. Wihine, Aharon wuchur, aimakem.
are with Imakem, with y'all. Mia va'ala devarim. Whosoever hath a cause, devarim, words, me, Baal, Baal, me, Baal, Devarim. Whoever has words, whoever owns words, has matters. Yigash Elehem. Let him, make him come near to them. Yigash Elehem. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear the Maftir Le Sephardim. Hear the Maftir for the Sephardim. Hear second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 24, here at verse 15, for the Maftir Le Sephardim, the Maftir reading for the Sephardim. Vaya'al Moshe il hahar, vayakasa he'anana eta hahar. And Moshe went up, aliyed up into the mount Hahar, and a cloud, Anan, covered the mount. Vaya'al Moshe il hahar, Vayikasa he'anana eta hahar. And here, Shema Yisrael is the maftir for the other Yehudim, Yedim, Ashkenazim, other Yedim. Here's the maftir, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus 24, here at verse 16, the maftir. Wa ishkon kovodi Yehova al har Sinai. Vayaka sehu. He anana sheta yamima waikra illa Moshe bayoma hashavi mi poka he anan. And the glory of Yahuwah of Jehovah abode upon Mount Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called to Moshe out of the midst of the cloud. Vayishkon kovodi Yahuwah. Vayishkon kovod Yahuwah. And the glory of Jehovah abode. Vayishkon kovod Yahuwah. Vayishkon kovodi Yahuwah al Har Sinai. Upon Har Sinai. Upon Mount Sinai. Vaya kasehu he anana shesheta yamin. And the cloud, he'anan, and the cloud covered it. Vayakasehu he'anan, sheshet yamin, 6 days, sheshet yamin. Vayikra il Moshe, and he called out to Moshe, Vayikra il Moshe, bayom ha'shavi'i. And he called out to Moshe, and the seventh day, on the seventh day, he called out to Moshe. Vayikra illa Moshe bayom ha-shavi'i mitok he'anan. Out of the midst, mitok, out of the midst, he'anan, of the anan, of the cloud, mitok he'anan. And the sight of the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, like devouring fire on the top of the mount, in the eyes of the children of Yisrael, in the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael. O Mareya Kavodi Hua Kaisha O Keleta Bi Roshahara Le Aineya Bnei Yisrael. And the appearance of the glory, the Kavod of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the Kavodi Yahuwah, and the appearance, O Mareya Kavodi Hua Kaisha Okelet, was like devouring, eating fire. K'esh okelet. B'rosh, on the rosh, on the top, on the head. B'rosh hahar, on the head of hahar, the head of the mount, the top of the mount. B'rosh hahar. Le'aynei b'nei Yisrael. In the eyes. Le'aynei b'nei Yisrael. In the eyes of the children, the sons of Yisrael. And Moshe went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount, Hahar. And Moshe and Moses was in the mount, Hahar, 40 days and 40 nights. Vayavo Moshe bitok he'anan. Vayal il Hahar. ויהי משה בהר ארבעים יום וארבעים לילה. And Moses entered. And Moses entered into the midst of the cloud. Vayavo Moshe bitok he'anan. And went up into the mount. Vayal, and Ali is up. Vayal il hahar, into the mount. Vayehi Moshe, and Moses was, and Moses be. Vayehi Moshe. Vayehi Moshe Bahar, and Moses was in the mount. Arba'im Yom, 40 days. Arba'im Yom, 40 days. With Arba'im Laila, and 40 with Arba'im Laila, and 40 nights. And here, fulfilling the Torah Aliyot, the seven Aliyot from the Torah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath of the Judgments. Hear. Kavod l'Kalu, Kavod l'Dinsu, Kavod l'Chaylu. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Sound, glory be to the Power. Kavod l'Abinu, l'Melkeinu, glory be to thy Father, thy King. Kavod l'Kadamawi, Chayl l'Selassie, glory be to the First Power of the Trinity. B'Shem Yeshua Ha Moshiach, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Always be thy name.
And here the bracha, the blessing after the reading of the Torah. Coming forward, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, and New Covenant reading.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Ve'imru. Imru, we're an Imru, and y'all say Amen. Yes, I.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Natan Lanu. Torah. Amen. Vaye olam natei vatokanu. Baruch ata Yahweh notein haTorah. Shem
Yes, 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 right there. Enough, enough. A very, very important section of scripts. As studying it will help to really get the true interpretation elsewhere, especially in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant writing. But just a sum up right here, a word, a rhema, sound, before we write up the prophet's reading. Here we have Sister Aisha and King Selassie, I think with the thunder and the lightning roll and thunderball and all this. It really brings out, you know, the sense of what we have here with this reading and feeding. Interesting that Moses, he went into the cloud, right? He entered in the cloud. When we break it down and build it from the Hebrew, the bana, the building in the Hebrew, he went into the cloud and then he went up. Interesting, you know what I mean? And they saw, right? He uses two words for seeing, two particular words, the ra, right, to see, and then the vision, right? He saw the vision, right? Selassie I in the vision, yes, I, Rastafari, but also the angel, the presence that I and I, and even the Israelites of Ethiopia, seeing that one right there as that manifestation, even the pre-incarnate. Right, the pre-incarnate Yeshua, right? Yeshua and the pre-incarnate, right? The God of Israel. Yes, I. The particular angel, the Malachi, where he says, my name is in him. It does not mean that his name is in every angel, but in that particular angel, because of what's about to happen in the upcoming Torah reading and feeding, we see where Jah, he kind of pulls that back and the people get all bummy when they find out that angel going with the people is as Jah going with them, right? That angel that speaks as Jah. Yes, yes, I. So right here, King Selassie, I, Sister Aisha on the Rhema tune right here. Brothers and sisters, about 20, 25, 26 or so minutes before we go to the Iowa, the grace, you know, the grace of this podcast coming up. But here. Yes, I. The scene.
Just the shofar, when the ram's horn shall sound long. Love that tune right there. Yes, I, King Selassie I, by Sister Aisha. Another part right there that we thought of in the break, and listen to this tune right here, the thunder and the lightning and horns as well. The horn even long at the end, and then the thunder roll, like right there. Where in the English, concerning that angel, the one known as Malachi, right? Where he who be who he be hak ados baruch baruch Hashem says, my angel. In the English, it says, yeah, after a while, what are getting, not tight as English, but it's like a level, but you have to aliyah up, you have to go up. You know, I want to share these points because it's coming out more and more in the hearing, Shema'ah, in the hearing, the faith, the true faith of the King of Kings Christ come by hearing. So where the English says, beware, right, beware of him. I think the Hebrew, if we're correct, Chaburim, check eye on this, Hishamer mi panayo. In the ancient pointing, mi panayo. In modern Hebrew, they'll say mi panav. Hishamer mi panav. Ancient pointing, hishamer mi panayo. Right? Hishamer. Like to guard, almost like to guard, you know, guard yourself. Like guard yourself. Shamar, like hedge yourself about. Guard yourself. Like observe yourself, check yourself, but the guard in that sense of the translation. But literally the Hebrew, the hedge yourself, like the hedge is the guard. And it says me in the Hebrew in this context is like from, right? Me is from, me by itself on that level will be who, right? Who on that level, right? But me panayo, me panav is from panav, his face. Because when we speak in the Nazarenes of Yeshua HaMoshiach, when we speak of the HaShilush HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, we're speaking of the interface. I say interface because the word in the gets, which is face, aspect, face. In the Amharic, we have feet to his face. Right, and in the Hebrew we have panav, panayo, and in the sense panim. When Jacob wrestled with Hamalak, the angel, when there was first a man, he saw a man, then the angel, then afterward he recognized that he had seen Elohim face to face, and his life is preserved. Even there, the English says his life is preserved. In the Hebrew, it says that his soul is snatched, but the context of soul being snatched is like you snatch somebody out of harm's way. Something's about to run over somebody, you just grab them out the way. That's the sense, that his psyche is snatched, right? But he says, he has seen Elohim panim el panim. Now, panim is like faces to faces, which can be translated as face to face. But when we speak about the interface right there, but here, concerning the angel, this particular, peculiar angel, even Jacob later on says that it's an angel, it's the angel that redeemed him, right? He doesn't speak about Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, or any of them. He's speaking about the Immanuel. Immanuel in the Hebrew means with us, Immanuel, and El, the power, the Almighty is with us. So it's interesting that in the Hebrew he says, Hishamer mi panayo, in other words, guard yourself from his face. Guard yourself from it. You remember when Moshe, the burning bush, right? The Hasinah, the thorny bush, the thorn bush, the burning bush, Sinai, when he was at the burning bush and the revelation of HaMalach in the bush saying that he was known to the patriarchs as El Shaddai, as the Almighty, all-sufficient supply, or the Almighty God, as is often translated in English, but by his name, Yahweh, right, which according to the patriarchal generation was known as the Father as Yahweh. But the Son, they understood the Son as the angel, but now when the Son is saying, HaMalach is saying that he is he who be who he be, what does Moshe do? He turns his face away. So then furthermore now, the instruction to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, is Hishamer mipanayo. Guard yourself. Don't be gazing. Remember what he says, don't be coming to the mountain, no time to gaze, don't be gazing at the mountain, so forth and so on. Just to bring that out right there, because it confirms, right, the earlier what we have at the burning bush. Like, why did Moses, after the revelation, right, after the angels revealing, remember, it was the angel in the bush, he who spoke out of the bush. We have Stephen speaking about even the angel, he emphasizes that particular point in one of his best and last sipkets and sermon, because after that, he was the first martyr amongst the Nazarenes. But here, brothers and sisters, we got 16 minutes right here, 16 minutes to begin the grace period of this Ehud, right? This Ehud, Rastafari, the Ehud service right here, first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. Here, the blessing before the reading of the Haftarah, the prophet's portion right here, Jeremiah, the treacherous treatment of servants, employees, right? We didn't have Slavs because we didn't know the term Slav or the practice of white supremacy. But the prophets did tell us there would be days like these. Jeremiah Torah portion, also the righteous branch, is brought out in the Jeremiah reading, the Haftarah here for the Shabbat, right? Shabbat Mishpatim, and here for the first day, right? Sarat, the ordinance, the righteous branch, and the covenant with David, the covenant with David. Remember, it says about the house of David? The house of David shall be as Elohim before them, even as the angel. This man is the angel. Yes, I.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzah b'debrehim ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, habocher batorach uboshe abdo ubeisrael ammo ubenebiei haemet watzelik. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Halim, to Haber, Ra, Sahar, Ahad, here, Shema.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 34, verses 8 to verse 22, and chapter 33, verses 25 to 26. Besa ma'ab wa walet mefasa kadus ahaduam lak. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh Buruku, after the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve of himself of them, to wit, of a Israelite, his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should let his manservant and everyone his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them anymore, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward, they turned and caused the servants and the handmaiden, whom they had let go free, to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaid. Therefore, the word of Yahweh Kelel came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim the Israel Baruch Hu, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years, let ye go every man, his brother a Hebrew, which have been sold to thee. And when he have served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers hearkened not to me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned, and had done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And ye had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaiden, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection, to be to you for servants and for handmaid. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Buruku, ye have not hearkened to me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith Yahweh, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of my covenant, which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain and passed between the parts thereof. The princes of Yehuda, and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, and the priests, the Kohen, and all the people of the land which pass between the parts of the calf, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat to the fowls of the heaven, and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith Yahweh Buruku, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it and take it, and burn it with fire, Issach. And I will make the cities of Yehuda a desolation without an inhabitant. Amen. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 25 and 26. Thus saith Yahweh Buruku, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return, and have mercy on them. Amen.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
We can rely on the conquering lion, Most High, you're the only one we can rely on. They love the conquering lion, Most High, you're the only one we can rely on.
In the presence of
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
In a way of my deal, it cannot happen. They want to go there, and that's why I trick the people. That's why I put out the fire. Too much guys got bow. about material instead of really deal with what's going on. And I wonder if them don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Here, here, stretching the right hand of fellowship to the Chavarim, here to Chavar Ras Ayerson here for the reading of the Brit Chadasha.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadiz Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 18, Mishpatim, Judgments, from Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 42. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 11, we begin B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel. Verse 34, Lamed Dalet. Verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem ki ne'amar la rishonim, lo tishaba la shakr, veshalem la yahwa shebuoteka, wa ani omer lakem, lo tishbau kol shebua, lo bashemaim. Ki kisei Elohim heima velo ba'aretz ki hadom raglayu hi velo b'Yerushalayim ki hi kiryat melech rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, that ye resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father that is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel. U miketz sheshet yamim lakach lo Yeshua et Petros ve'et Yaakov ve'et Yochanan achyu v'yalim badad al har gaboah Vayistane le'aneihem Vayazhiru panayu kashemesh Ubgadayu kaor hilibinu Vehine niru aleihem Moshe ve'eliyahu Vehem midabrim ito. And after 6 days, Jesus, Yeshua, taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared to him Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, Adonai, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud that said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Yeshua answered and said to them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Grace period beginning right here, here, here.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Now, what we had heard in the reading, give thanks for the Ayasin for the Hebrew right there, the Melech Rab. He actually, Yeshua is referring to the Psalms. And what's interesting is that the Psalms, as he pointed out from the Royal Amharic, Deka Mezmor, Deka, shortened from Dekika, a child of the Psalms, right? A child of the Psalm disciple, what disciple is called in the connection of the Psalms with disciple, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Now, yeah, so that quote right there from the Psalms, Psalms are very, very important. Remember the Psalms, David, Dawid, man after Jehovah's own heart, and the spirit of prophecy, the Kibbutz Neges also points it out, that spirit of prophecy given to Dawid. Now, we'd like to touch on some of the, I mean, there's a few, wow, a few points right here, here, here. I'd like to try to establish some sort of a way where ones and ones we can kind of like receive certain questions, you know, or reasonment, and as best as possible, you know, bring forward answers or just search with the ones asking the question for the answer, you know, come make I and I reason. Now, here, 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 what is interesting is that Psalm 46, like 46, I think it was Psalm 48, if I'm correct, the Kiryat Melech Rab, that was Psalm 48, and that's usually the second day Psalm or like Monday's Psalm. Now, I'd like to share this right here, here, here. We have this right here. I think about the first year, the first commandment, also the mistranslation, right? This is connected like the seventh aliyah. The seventh aliyah, right, was the longest aliyah.
we kind of built it and went in the grind, like, you know, building, like breaking down the verse and the phrase by phrase, compare and contrast, and then give like a hint if the word is something different. For example, Hishamer mi panayo, translator says, beware of him. But more directly, it says, guard yourself from his face, right? Guard yourself from his face. So here, 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 also on the judges connection, also the judges and the Elohim, the high Elohim connection is very interesting as it provides a Hebrew key to the proper interpretation of Psalm 82, where it says, I have said, ye are gods. And why is the Psalm theme corrupt judges? So speaking to Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, and to the judges of Israel who did not keep up these things that we are studying and reading here, even in Moshe's second book. What's very interesting, give thanks, Brother Sahar Ahad, for the reading from Ermias in the Royal Amharic, Ermias, Yeremiah, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter, 34, verse 8 brings out the treacherous treatment of servants, whether they're corvée, like forced labor, or servants, employees, so forth and so on. Strike that term, Slav and slavery. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, they want to confuse you. You know, they want to say everybody did the same thing when it's very clear from known history that some of the worst treatment of human beings, right, consistently over a long period of time occurred over the past 400 years. Not saying that there wasn't other examples, but they're not so clearly known to us, right? And what we see in HaTorah, right, considering the time and the context of the time, right, the just and the righteous legislation here, right, where they heard in Jeremiah's time that, okay, release, you know, like proclaim liberty. I think that's the King James translated, proclaim liberty. Proclaim liberty, free them up. Like we say, free up yourself. And then as soon as they freed up themselves, then they turned around. That reminds me of the Psalm 37. Slika, it's 37 minutes, my bad. Psalm 85, which was a psalm sealing up the Shabbat in this season, Gregorian 2022. Right. In that particular psalm right there, it brought out, you know, the point where it says, don't let them return. Let them turn not to folly. So when they heard it, they were glad. Right. And but then later on, they turned around. And then John says, well, because you that's the kind of liberty you proclaim. Right. As I told you in the Torah, here's how you do it. Yes. If one serve you, right, is as a start. And it has an end date. Now, another word also, too, is the word for forever. We're going to seek to bring it out, hopefully, in future records and reasonings a little better, because I think that's a little confusing with the English Western Gentile. The word forever, there's a few words used in the Hebrew for what is generally termed forever. One, the olam, right? The olam, right? Olam, which is world. Right, looking at the horizon. It's like when you look at the horizon, though there could be something there, even on an earthly plane, you can't see beyond the horizon. So what's coming up? So the sense of forever from the olam root, the world root, in fact, the word olam can mean world, but also elem in certain pointings of the same primary Hebrew letters can bring out the sense of hidden. That which is hidden, right? That which is hidden, also the sense of world, and it's very close to the word for dream, thus bringing out the sense that maybe this creation is a type of simulation. All the evidence points to it. It's word activated. This is why we have a covenant, and the covenant is based on words, right? And their words to free up their, you know, free up the people, their employees and people who are working for them. You know, after the just time, because he had people working for them beyond the terms of the agreement that had been given to Yisrael. So that's why it says proclaim liberty. We have that within the Jubilee time, you know, also to a certain extent, even the sabbatical year as well. So I'd like to share that, hopefully look at the time right here, just going over some of the available reasonings, you know, right here. But let's pick up with this right here. First things first, since it is the Sabbath seal, we're on the first day right here, let's seal it up with the psalm appointed for the sealing up of the Sabbath. One of the psalms, right, is 144, also Psalm 67. But here, Psalm 144, the Sabbath seal psalm on the dove of Nazarene. My Solomon Jabi dove right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Now come the hood.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
And here you hear from the Liturgy of His Majesty, from the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. Hear what is said on the first day, Melkam Ehud. Ehud, first day, Yom HaRishon, Melkam Ehud, Shabbat Tov, a good strong seven to come, here at the first day.
Sos Enya, Be'elete Ehud, Yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk Enya Sarah, Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wode Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayen Yohona Fetzmoibel Sidkin Yasara Senvetin Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senbet.
And so here we had Psalm 85, right, for corresponding with the Shabbat day psalm. Touched on it briefly, the Royal Amharic, verse by verse. Also within the Hebrew as well. And like to share the Midrash. The Midrash does reflect a lot that's going on here, right, in a summary or overview of the manna, you know, the manna, the rhema word here, even in this Torah reading and feeding Mishpatim. So here, just once again, just to hear the basic psalm, and then we'll ride out with a little Midrash right here. But there's a lot of interesting points here, and would like to hear from the Havarim and the brothers and sisters, you know, this area, it says this, it sounds like that. What's this about? If you can, please explain, something like that. Go to LOJS.org, the contact, there's a contact there, but we'll seek to work something out. But here
this. Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, 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 and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, shall go before him, set us in the way, 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 set us in the way,
Ethiopia Rinja, Matthew autobiography. My life in Ethiopia's progress, the steps, the tried. Here, Midrash.
And here, Midrash, a study on today's psalm, Mizmor Fei. Hey, Mizmor Peh Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, Psalm LXXXV, Mizmor Fei Hey, Mizmor Peh Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou, the eye hast turned the captivity of Jacob. La menatzeach libnei korach mizmor. Ratzitai Yehova arzeka. Shavta shavuta Yaakov. For the leader, la menatzeach. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer. La menatzeach. La menatzeach. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Livnei korach. Of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach, Mizmor, a chant, a psalm, Isis, Lamnatzeach, Livnei Korach, Mizmor. Ratzita Yahuwa Arzeka, Ratzitai Hoa Arzeka, Yahuwa Chahova, O he who be, who he be, thou, the I male, has been favorable. Ratzita, favorable, the I. Ratzita, Yahuwa, Arzeka, to the I land. Shavta, Shavut, Yaakov. Thou hast turned, Shavta, Shavut,
Thou hast turned the turning. Thou hast turned the captivity. Shabtah Shavut. Shabtah Shavut Ya'ikov. The eye has turned the captivity of Ya'ikov, of Jacob. Zehu Shamar Hakatub. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Zehu Shamar Hakatub, found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12, that reads, a land that the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, always up on it. Eretz Asher Yahweh Eloheka Doesha Otaha Tamid Ainei Yahweh Eloheka Baha. A land that he who be who he be thy Elohim, Eretz Asher Yahweh Eloheka, careth for, Doesh Otaha, careth for her. Tamid Ainei Yahweh Eloheka Baha. The eyes, Ainei Yahweh, Ainei Yahweh, the eyes of he who be we be Eloheka, the I Elohim, are always Tamid, always Tamid Ainei Yahweh Eloheka, up on it, on her, Baha, Eretz Asheri Yahweh Eloheka, Doresh Otaha, Tamid Ainei Yahweh Eloheka, Baha. That is Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, turns to it, turns to Ha, and turns again to it, turns again to Ha. And regards it, and regards Ha, and keeps his eyes upon Ha, until such time as its deeds, as her deeds and performance of the precepts concerning it, that were enjoined upon Yisrael, the Sar of El, Yasharel, Yisroel, shall find favor with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. When they bring forth the tithes and observe the years of release and of Jubilee, and observe all the other precepts that were enjoined concerning the land, In that hour, the land will make its deeds, her deeds, find favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, the Midrash note on Mizmor Fei, Hey, Psalm 85. Here, the Midrash note connected here with what is said concerning the years of release, the Shemitah, that is release from debt, the years of release from debt and from plowing the soil. This means the sabbatical year. As Scripture says, according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 34, that reads, then shall the land make her Sabbath, her Sabbaths, Shabbat, find favor. Then shall the land make her Sabbaths find favor. Here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 30, verse 34. az tirzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha kola yimei hashama ve'atema be'eretz oibekem az tishbata haaretz ve'hirzata et shabbatoteha. Then shall the land be paid har Sabbaths, Shabtoteha, as long as it lieth desolate. And ye and y'all are in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and repay her Sabbaths, her Shabtoteha. Az tiretzeh haaretz eta Shabtoteha, then shall the land be paid her Sabbaths, az tiretzeh haaretz et Shabtoteha, then shall the land make her Sabbaths find favor, az tiretzeh haaretz et Shabtoteha. And here, Midrash Note, Mizmor Pei Hei, Psalm 85. Apparently, instead of tirtzeh, enjoy, the commentator reads, tirtzeh, instead of tirtzeh, enjoy, the commentator here in the Midrash reads the glyphs as tirtzeh. That means to cause, to find favor. So instead of tirtzeh, commentator reads it as tirtzeh, cause to find favor. Az tiretzeh haaretz et shabtoteha, then shall the land make her Sabbaths find favor. Hence, here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Pei Hei, hence, thou hast been favorable, thou, the eye, has been favorable to thy land. Ratzi tai Yahuwah arz eka, O he who be who he be. Ratzi ta, thou hast been favorable, arz eka, to thy, the island. Ratzi tai Yahuwah arz eka, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Fei Hei Pei Hei, Psalm 85, here Hebraically the Gamel, the third verse. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Nasata Eon Ameka, Nasata Eon Evon Ameka, Nasata Evon Ameka. Evon Ameka, forgiven, lifted up. Nasata, the I male has lifted up. Nasata, Eon, or Evon, modern Hebrew, Evon. Nasata, Evon Ameka, ancient pointing. Nasata, Eon Ameka, thou hast forgiven, thou hast lifted up the iniquity, the Eon, the Eon, the Evon, Ameka, of the I people. Can anything but the land wherein they dwell cause the iniquity of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Yisrael, to be forgiven? Since it is said, even in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am hayosheva baha nisu'a'on The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am, Hayoshev Baha. The people, Ha'am, Hayoshev Baha, that dwell Baha in Ha, Nisu Avon. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am Hayoshev Baha, Nisu Avon. Behold, the living shall be forgiven. The dead too? Yes. Since scripture says, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43, scripture says, its earth makes expiation for his people. Its earth makes expiation for his people. And here, Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, here the last part of verse 43, V'kiper admato ammo, V'kiper admato ammo, and doth make expiation for the land of his people, one reading, V'kiper and Kipir, expiation, Kipir, pardon, like atonement, Kapar, Kipir, Wikipir, Admato, Adma, Adama, the land, Admato, his land, Amo, his people, Wikipir, Admato, Amo. And here, Midrash note, the Yehudi version also reads, and doth make expiation for the land of his people, the land of his people, but also may be read, its earth, admato, admato, its earth makes expiation, wikiper, makes atonement, wikiper, for his people, amo, wikiper, admato ammo. We are to understand, to understand, to come to the understanding that what makes expiation keeper for ammo is its very earth, admato. Happy are they that dwell in the land of Yisrael. Happy are they that dwell in the Eretz Yisrael. Here, note, land in the Brit Chadasha sense also applies to the true consciousness, the consciousness of Yisrael, of the Tsar of El, of the Prince of the Almighty, of Yasharel, of the upright of the Almighty, of Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true Almighty. So the land, new covenant sense, consciousness, the true consciousness of the true spiritual thought. Happy are they that dwell in the Eretz Yisrael, the land, the consciousness of Yisrael. For neither when they are alive, nor when they are dead, is sin, is chet, or iniquity, evon, in them. Thus, like this scripture says, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Pei Hei, Psalm 85, here in the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Psalm 85, verse 3, Hebraically, Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou that I hast pardoned all their sin forever, forever. Nasata Eron Ameka, Kasita Kola Chatatam Selah. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Nasata Eron Ameka, Thou hast pardoned. Kasita, Thou hast covered, kasita. Thou hast pardoned, kasita. To cover, kasita, call, chatatam, selah. Call all, chatatam, all their chatat, their chatiyat, their sin, their uckery, chatatam, selah, forever. Nasata, eron, ameka, kasita, call, chatatam, selah. And here on Nasata, from Nasa, Nasata, to lift up, Nasata, either modern pointing, Nasata, but ancient pointing, Nasata, 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 Eron, Eron, Nasata, Eron, Ameka, Nasa, Nasa, the I male, Nasata, has lifted up, Nasata, has lifted up as though Evon, Evon or Eon, Eon, Evon, iniquity, twisted pervertedness, a crushing burden that's up on, upon the people. He who be who he be has Nasa, has lifted the Eon, the Evon of Ameka, of the eye of Amo Yisrael. Nasata, Eon, Ameka, Kesita, Kol, Achatatam, Selah, forever. And also it is written, even in Micah chapter 7, verse 18, who is a God like to thee, the eye, that pardoneth the iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Mi el kamoka nose aona we over ala pesha'a lisharita nachlato lo hechezik la'ad apo ki hafeita chesed hu. Who is a God? Mi el. Who? El. True good, true God, Almighty El. Mi. Who? El. Mi El. Mi El. Kamoka. Like. Kamoka. Like to the I. Male. Mi El. Kamoka. No se aon. No say the pardoner, the lifter of Aon, Avon, no say Avon, no say Aon, we ober al Pesha'a, and passeth over, we ober al Pesha'a, al Pesha'a, passeth all upon Pesha'a. Passeth over Pesha'a, iniquity, passeth over transgression, Pesha'a, Pesha'a, rebellion, sense of rebellion, but transgression, passeth over transgression, we'ober al Pesha'a, lisherita nachlato, for li she'erit, for the she'erit, for the remnant, nachilato, of his nachilato, of his heritage, lish erita nachilato, lo hechazik ala ada apo, kia chafeita chesed hu, he retaineth not his anger forever, for either, because he delighteth in mercy. Lo hechazik, lo, not hechazik, not strong, not being like strong, like chazak yad, a strong hand, hechazik, not strong, la'ad, forever, going on, la'ad, forever, apo, forever his anger. He retaineth, the sense here, he retaining not his anger forever. Lo hechazika la'ada apo. Ki chafeit. T for Chafet, Chafet, for he delighteth Chafet, Chesed, Chesed, mercy, loving kindness, who? He, because he delighted, for delighting mercy, loving kindness, who? He, for he delighteth in mercy. Mi el kamoka, nose aona we obir al peshaa, lisha rita nachlato, lo he chazik al adapo, kia chafet chesed hu. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath, thou the eye hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 85, Hebraically, the fourth verse that reads, thou hast taken away all thy wrath, thou the eye hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Asafta kol evrateka, he shivota meyachron apeka. As Ezekiel said, Yechezekel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 13, thus shall mine anger spend itself. Thus, like this, shall mine anger spend itself. Wekala api, thus shall my anger api. Thus shall my anger spend itself. Wikala api. And as Hosea also said, I will heal their backsliding, for mine anger is turned away from him. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 5. I will heal their backsliding, for mine anger is turned away from him. Erepa mishubatam. Erepa, erepa mishubatam. Erepa mishubatam. I will heal their backsliding. Ohebeim nedava. I will love them freely. Ohebeim Nedaba, loving them, Nedaba, Ohevema Nedava, Ohebeim Nedaba, Ki Shabapia Mimenu, for mine anger is turned away from him. Ki Shabapi Mimenu, from him. Ki for Shab. Turn api my anger mimenu from him. Erpa mishuvatam ohveima nedava ki shava api ya mimenu. When the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, asked, how long wilt thou be angry with us? How long will the eye be angry with I and I? Thou didst say, even in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14, return, O backsliding children. Thou the I didst say, even in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14, return, O backsliding children. Shavu vanim shovavim, or shavu banim shobabim, return. Shavu banim shobabim, O backsliding children. Banim, sons, banim shobabim, backsliding. Shavu banim shobabim, return, O backsliding sons, O backsliding children. Shubu abanim shobabim. However, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Yisrael said to thee, return thou first. Return I first. Return thou first. As is said even in Psalm 90, Hebraically the 13th verse. Return, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, how long? Shuva Adonai Admatai. Shuba Yahuwah Admatai. Return, O Jehovah, he who be who he be. Shuba Yahuwah Admatai. How long? Ad until Matai, when? Admatai, how long? Shuba Yahuwah Admatai. Thou, the I, didst reply, nay, nah, but make Yisrael, make Israel return first. Since thou wilt not return alone, and since we, I and I, will not return alone, let make the two of us, I and I, return as one. As is said even in today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Hey, Mizmor Peh Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, Hebraically the 5th verse that reads, return both of us, return both of us, O God of our salvation. Shuvenu Elohei Yishainu. Return, both of us. O Elohim of I and I Yeshua, of I and I victory, of I and I salvation. Shuvenu Elohei Yishainu. Return or restore both of us. Elohei Yishainu. Elohei Elohim of Yasha'a, Yeshua, of our salvation, of our victory. Shuvenu, restore both of us. Elohei Yishainu. And what is thine answer? Hear. The next verse, today's daily psalm, the wow verse, Mizmor Pei Hei, Mizmor Fei Hei. Psalm 85, Hebraically the 6th verse, that reads, wilt thou be angry with us, with I and I forever? And what is thine answer? Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Ha le'olam te'anaf banu. Ha le'olam, forever. Ha le'olam, te'anaf banu. Wilt thou be angry with us? Te'anaf banu, against us. Banu, against I and I. Ha le'olam, forever, forever. If we repent, if I and I repent, have a change of heart and mind, wilt thou not receive us? Won't the I receive I and I? Hear the Zion. The Zion verse, Hebraically, Psalm 85, verse 7. Wilt thou, the I, not quicken us again? Wilt the I not revive, lively up I and I, give I and I life and liberty again? Hello, ata, tashuv, techayenu. Hello, ata, is it not the I and none other? Hello, ata, tashuv, techayenu, tashuv, to restore, to return, techayenu, to give life, to lively, to enliven I and I, to revive I and I. Hello, ata, tashuv, techayenu. Even as Yechezkel, Ezekiel, says, in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12. Behold, I will open your graves. Behold, I will open your graves. Lake nahina be we amarta elehem. Kohamara Adonaya Yahweh, Hinea Nia Potea Cheta Kerabotekem, where Ha Eleti et Kema Miek Brotekem Amia, where Hebeti et Kema Eladamat Israel. Hear the fuller verse. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Lakein. Hina beya we amarta elehem. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Kohamara Adonai Yahweh. Thus saith he, Adonai, Adonai, he who be who ye be, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh. Thus saith Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, he who be who he be. Hine, behold, hine, ania poteach eta karavotekem. Behold, I will open poteach, poteach, ania foteach, foteach, eta karavotekem. I will open karavotekem, your graves. Weha eleiti et kema miak ibrote kema ami, and cause you, y'all, to come up, to aliyah up, to come up out of your graves, O my people. Weha eleiti, and I will be the aliyah upper of the item, cause you to come up. Weha eleiti etekem, miya kiboretekem, mi kiborotekem, ami, ami, O my people. Wehebeiti etekem, illa adamat Yisrael, and I will bring you. Wehebeiti, wehebeiti, Wehebeiti etekem il adamat, to the adamat, to the land Yisrael, to the land of Yisrael, to the land of Israel. Lakeina hinna beya we amarta elehem. Kohamar Adonai Yahweh hinneya ania foteach et kebrotekem, weha eleiti etekem, miya kebrotekem, ami, wehebeiti etekem, il adamat Yisrael. And again in Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 14, and I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will put my spirit, I irit, in you, in the eye, and the eye shall live. We natati rochi bakem wechiyitem. And I will put, we natati, I will put with natati rochi, rochi, my spirit, my irit, bakem, bakem, in y'all. And I will put my spirit, my irit, in y'all. With natati rochi bakem, wichiyitem, wichiyitem, and y'all shall live, wichiyitem, with natati rochi bakem, wichiyitem, and I will put my spirit in you, and you and y'all shall live. And here I and I midrash note, I will put my spirit in you. With natati rochi bakem, in y'all, in you all. This is the explanation of the breath entering the bones to revive them, to lively them up. Israel's restoration could not be achieved by human power, but only by the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, natati ruchi bakem, v'yachiyitem, and I will put my spirit, my irid, in you, in y'all, and you, y'all, shall live up.
find your peace, love, and approval. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
Yes, I, yes, I. Here, here, the outro, Selassie the Chapel, that man is an angel, credo, yes, I. Shavua Tov, a strong seven, Melkam Yehud, God bless the eye.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his foot their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Melkam Yehud, Esai, Rastafari.